National Chemistry Week, a surging volleyball team, and a much-needed week off for Tech football. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Thanks for joining us here on Tennessee Tech Today, where we take an in-depth look at what's happening with students, faculty, staff, research, and events on campus. The student members of the American Chemical Society has structured a week of fun and informative activities with National Chemistry Week, set to get underway next week around campus. And Amanda Carroll, the lecturer in the chemistry department, is gearing up for the National Chemistry Week. And Amanda, it looks like it's going to be a fun week. Just tell us a little bit about what's going to happen.
Awesome. Yeah. So we always look forward to National Chemistry Week every year. And we have a week full of events that are open to both the Tennessee Tech campus and the general community. And we would love for you all to come and be involved. So Monday, we have our Marvelous Metals chemistry outreach event. And so we have hands-on activities with all different kinds of things about metals and magnetism. And it's really kind of geared towards young children, but people of all ages will have something to learn and do there. So it'll be really fun. That's in the University Center Tech Pride Room from 5 to 8 on Monday, October 21st. Then Tuesday, October 22nd, we have the Marvelous Metals Program in the Box webinar. And so it's a webinar sponsored by the American Chemical Society that is all about metals and how metals impact our lives and technologies that have been advanced because of different kinds of metals. And we'll have some raffle prizes there, including a periodic table blanket and a beaker mug and an Erlenmeyer flask. And then we Wednesday have our Mole Day race. So October 23rd is officially Mole Day. Mole is a very important unit in the field of chemistry. And so 10-23 is Mole Day. And so we have Tucker Stadium track reserved, and our rain location is the hoop. And so you can come and either walk or run a mole of zeptometers, which comes out to about 602 meters. So it's not very much, but it's...
Now, are you saying mole or mold?
Mole, M-O-L-E. So a mole is a unit in chemistry, kind of like a dozen. A dozen is always 12. It refers to a specific number. A mole is 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd. So it's how chemists and scientists keep up with, like, numbers of things when we do chemical reactions and things like that. So it's a mole, not a mold, of zeptometers. So it's only 602 meters. So it's about a lap and a half around the track. Our rain location for that is the Hoop Hunk Concourse. So if it's kind of looks like it's going to rain, or if it's raining, we'll be over in the hoop. You can find us there. Thursday, we have a couple of events going on. So we have a bake sale out in front of the library. And so this is also the International Year of the Periodic Table. So we're going to bring out our periodic picnic table, and we're going to make the entire periodic table out of cupcakes. And so you can come and buy specific elements that you want, and you can spell things with them or spell your name or find your favorite element. And in addition to the periodic table of cupcakes, we will also have other homemade baked goods that our students are making. So that's going to be from 10 to 12 in front of the library on Tech's campus. 10 to 2, sorry. And then we have Thursday evening a green chemistry lecture and given by some of the students in our chapter. So green chemistry is a really important field of chemistry that is really trying to be more sustainable and impactful in a way that it reduces hazards to human health and environment. And so we have a student that's going to talk about what green chemistry is, the history of green chemistry, the 12 principles, how green chemistry is different to but also relates to environmental chemistry and sustainable chemistry. And then Friday night we have kind of a nice wrap-up of the week with our game night. So we'll be in Foster 408, and we have games and snacks and things like that. And there'll be various games. And then also, as kind of another big end to this, our department hosts the Golden Helix 5K, and that'll be Saturday, October 26th at 8 a.m., and you can register for that or sign up to volunteer at goldenhelix5k.com.
Wow. Mole Day, periodic cupcakes... games. I mean, this sounds like it's going to be a great time.
It is. We always have a great time. It's a lot of work. We prepare for this for many months, but our chapter is recognized as one of the outstanding chapters nationally by the American Chemical Society. So out of over 400 student chapters, there were less than 50 that were given that outstanding ranking. And this is one of the big reasons that we do that, because we really try to make a push for National Chemistry Week, because we want to show how chemistry impacts everybody's lives. People tend to think chemistry is scary or it's really hard. And it doesn't pertain to them because it's just something they learn in a classroom. But in reality, chemistry touches every aspect of your everyday life. And so every year we try to relate back to the theme, which this year is marvelous metals. And so it shows you in kind of like a snapshot how one little part of chemistry can really make a difference in your life.
Now, how did you get involved in this?
Wow, I have been involved in the American Chemical Society since I was a student. So I was actually part of my student chapter when I was an undergraduate. I was the vice president my senior year. And then I always knew that I wanted to teach, and I really wanted to be a faculty advisor. And so I got the opportunity when I came here, and I co-advised with Dr. Dan Swartling for a few years, and then he kind of stepped back, and then I've taken over for the past few years. And so it's one of those things that, you know, I've always been really passionate about. I'm involved in ACS at like several different levels. I'm actually a national board member planning an undergraduate program for the Philadelphia meeting. So it's just something that I know can really make a difference in students' lives, and then also the way that you can impact the community and share science with other people to really get them involved and excited and inspire them to maybe think about science as a career.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
I have been at Tennessee Tech as a lecturer. This is my 8th year.
Okay. And where were you before that?
So I did my graduate work here in the Environmental Sciences PhD program. And so when I graduated from there, I moved into a faculty position here.
Where are you from originally?
So originally, I'm from Gallatin.
Okay.
So not too far away.
Yeah. And joining us now is Abby Rossi, the president of the student members of the American Chemical Society. Abby, it sounds like you have a busy week ahead of you next week.
It is very busy, but it's also really fun. It's a great way for a lot of the freshmen and new students here on campus to get involved, especially in the chemistry department.
Yeah. So what is it that you like best about National Chemistry Week?
I like the bake sale the best. I love getting to see the periodic table of cupcakes. I love getting to see people's faces whenever they get a baked good. And all of the money that we raise at this year's bake sale will go to Gordonsville High School to help out with their chem club.
Oh, wow, great. So what exactly do you do as the president of the student members of the American Chemical Society?
I delegate a lot. We're trying. I coordinate a lot of people as well. Every single event is headed up by a specific person, and so I talk to them, keep them on track, help out wherever they need, buy supplies, coordinate with Dr. Carroll as well.
About how many students will be participating in this, do you think?
Probably 20 to 30, yeah. Just in the planning alone.
Yeah.
We hope to have a bigger audience show up, though.
Yeah.
So
would you encourage people to come out and check it out or watch? I mean, the public's pretty much invited.
Yeah, of course. Everything is completely understandable, no matter what age, education level, no matter what. You will be able to understand it, and you will have fun and enjoy it.
And where are you from?
I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay. And I guess you're a chemistry major?
I'm biochemistry, yes.
And what would you like to do with that?
I would like to be a nurse, so I applied to the nursing program here at Tech after I graduate with this degree.
All right. Well, congratulations, and have fun next week.
Thank you. We hope to see you there.
All right. Amanda, is there anything else that you want to add about the National Chemistry Week?
So I'd just like to reiterate what Abby said. Everybody of all ages is absolutely welcome. There's nobody that's too young or too old to come. So it starts off with a lot of really cool hands-on activities, and it kind of proceeds to some other venues later on. But yeah, we would just absolutely love to make this our most successful National Chemistry Week possible. And so please come and check it out.
All right, that is the National Chemistry Week coming up October 20th through 26th. You won't want to miss it. Stick around. There's more Tennessee Tech Today coming your way.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. After getting off to a slow start, the Golden Eagle volleyball team has won 8 of its last 12 matches, including 4 of the first 6 Ohio Valley Conference matchups. The Golden Eagles are coming off sweeps of Belmont and Tennessee State on the road, and will travel to Eastern Illinois and Southern Illinois Edwardsville over the weekend. And head volleyball coach Jeanette Waldo joins us now. And coach, this is your second year, and how does it feel being your second year here at Tennessee Tech?
You know, it feels good. I mean, I think we have a much better understanding of the conference and of our team, you know, the returning pieces and just being more cohesive as a staff. So I think we're a little more comfortable, but I don't think you can ever really be comfortable in the OVC because everyone tries to beat everybody all the time. But yeah, it feels good.
So talk a little bit about this year's team.
I mean, this year's team, the makeup is really interesting. You know, we've got just as many returners as we do new pieces. We've got 8 new bodies, 7 of them are freshmen. And so that's really exciting because there's a lot of talent in both the returners and the new faces. And so we've got a lot more depth than we had last year, just top to bottom. There's a lot more competition in our gym, a lot more personalities, both you know, in every which way as far as that goes. But I mean, it's a really, really fun group, and yet they're really cohesive together.
Who are some of the players that are kind of standing out for you this year?
I mean, I think it's hard not to put Allie Verzani at the top of that list. I mean, she's really a big piece of what we do on and off the court. She's one of our captains. And I think that she is somebody that draws the attention of all of our opponents too. I mean, they really try to stop her before they worry about everybody else. Now, the trick's on them because we've got so many other good pieces too. And so, you know, Ashley Hand, our setter, she's our other captain this year. I mean, she does a great job of moving the ball around, and she's also a great leader for us on and off the court. We've got Rachel Thomas, who's one of our seniors that was our lone OVC conference team pick going into the season, and she is solid and just consistently puts up great numbers for us. Taylor Dorsey has been another one in the middle that, I mean, she's only a sophomore, and I mean, she's hitting over blocks, around blocks. I mean, she's another person that, oh, we have to stop Allie Verzani and we have to stop Taylor. I don't know how we're going to do both, especially when they're up in the front line together. You know, we've got Carly Skrabek is our freshman libero right now, and she's getting picked on a lot in the backcourt because she's a freshman and she's wearing that different jersey, but she's holding up her end in an incredible way. I mean, she's a really solid first contact for us. You know, and then we've got Morgan Gish, who's a lefty right side. She's a freshman, and she comes up with some really big swings for us in really stressful times to bail us out a lot of times that, you know, you just don't see some gut plays like that from freshmen all the time. And so, I mean, but we've got a lot of other, you know, supporting characters that, you know, have their moments and really make us better every single day. But, I mean, those are some of the pieces right now that are at the forefront of our lineup.
We play a very challenging schedule. It started off with the Michigan Invitational and then the Fleur de Lis and Louisville, of course, the Chattanooga Classic before you came home and had your own tournament here. And now you're in conference play, 4-2 start to the conference. Just talk a little bit about how that schedule's prepared you for conference play.
Well, it was really important for us to try to get to Michigan because we had a couple of girls that came from that area, and they don't have a lot of opportunity to have their families come. And we're a pretty well-traveled team, but you know, those were kind of outliers. So we wanted to really try to get up in that area, and why not Michigan? You know, why not go to the Big Ten? And really, we competed really well at that tournament. I mean, and for our first go around, and there wasn't really a scouting report. We just kind of said, all right, game up and see what we got. And so that was a really fun thing. And playing some of those teams at Louisville, I mean, and being really playing them tight and being close with some of them and knowing what conferences they come from and all of that. I mean, that was another, yeah, we didn't have the results that we were looking for, but I mean, it was a vote of confidence still, even though we came out with some losses. You know, then we go to Chattanooga and we face some good competition there and deal with some adversity because there was no water. We had to go play at a high school. I mean, that was an interesting just to see how our team reacted to something like that. I mean, that, you know, Chattanooga handled it beautifully, and luckily our team did as well. They were just kind of up for whatever. And so then we finally got to come home and have our own home tournament, and we really saw some great things out of our group on our home court, which, you know, we really worked hard last season to try to make it a true home court advantage. Yeah. And try to play into that, because before that, this team had not had a lot of success at home.
Sure.
And so, you know, coming home, it really felt like coming home. I mean, we had some good fan base at our home tournament. I mean, we played MTSU, which I guess people had been hoping we were going to do, you know, because there's some rivalry that's been happening this whole time that we didn't really know about on the volleyball side. And then we come out on top against them, and that was a big deal. There was a lot of social media, you know, up in arms about that win. So I think that was fun to see that reaction. And then going into conference play, really feeling confident because we had played so much good competition and played them so tightly that, you know, we knew that we were going to be contenders in the OVC. So the fact that we've been kind of climbing in the ranks there, and we hope to still do that, you know, that's really exciting. I mean, we were picked, what, 8th, 9th, you know, to start the season, and now we're climbing. And there's always going to be ties, and they're always going to duke it out, I think, in the OVC. But it's nice to see that we're closing out some teams that this first time around, at least.
Yeah, you've got wins over Southeast Missouri, Eastern Kentucky, Belmont, TSU, losses to Jacksonville State and Morehead State. This weekend, you travel up north. You go to EIU and SIUE before coming home to play Austin Peay, Murray State, Jacksonville State. So I'm sure you'd like to get a couple of road wins before you come home for those three home matches.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about how it's harder to win on the road. So you hope that you win at home and then you steal some on the road. So last weekend was really exciting because, you know, you steal two on the road from – you know, good opponents, and not only that, you sweep them, and I mean, that absolutely gives us some confidence to go back out on the road. Why not do it again? You know, and these teams, the fact that we only go see them once and it's on their home turf, you got to really steal these because you don't get to see them again. Yeah. You don't get a redo. So you know, I think that we're prepared. I think that we're excited. It's definitely a longer trip, and so, you know, we hope that we come off the bus itching to play after having to sit around and watch movies and do homework and all of that. But yeah, so, but we're excited and raring to go.
So how good do you think this team could be? Do you feel like, I mean, you've got the pieces there to put together that you can make it to the OVC tournament and make a run?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that every time that we play, something it shows itself that is really exciting to see. I think that sometimes it's just carryover from things that we've worked on in practice into the match. Sometimes it's, you know, a freshman stepping up and making really big plays in really big moments. Sometimes it's seniors stepping up and just being seniors and doing, you know, what we expect out of seniors to do. And then when all of that comes together, we're a really exciting team. I think that we had a stretch early where our offense was strong and our defense was weak. And then we had a stretch where our defense was strong and our offense was weak. So this past weekend, you know, putting both of them together and seeing, okay, so that's what we can be about. I think that was a turning point for us. And so I think that, I mean, and it's all about peaking at the right time, especially in the OVC. You don't want to show all your cards too early. You don't want to just be, you know, this is who we are and this is all we have in week three. So I do think that we're going to peak at the right time. I think that time is our friend for sure as a young team develops. So, yeah, I think that we're not expecting to just get into the tournament. We're expecting a run for sure.
All right, Coach, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And we're joined now by Allie Verzani, one of the captains on this year's team. And Allie, welcome to Tennessee Tech today.
Hello, thank you.
So just talk a little bit about this team and where you guys are right now as far as how the season is going and that kind of thing.
We're a really young team. We have a lot of new pieces, but we're pretty talented. You know, we're putting things together week by week, but we're 4-2 in the conference right now, and we're really happy about that.
You know, you played a brutal schedule to begin with. Do you feel like that really got you ready for the conference schedule?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to see some of those Big Ten SEC teams, but I think it got us ready for what we're seeing now, and it makes us feel prepared in the long run.
So you've come up with a couple of big wins this past week. Just talk a little bit about getting some momentum and just carrying that on this road trip.
Yeah, we swept the weekend. We beat Belmont and TSU, so that was just a very good weekend for us over in Nashville. And it just instills confidence in the young ones that we really can do this and that we can make a run with this conference season.
So you go to Eastern Illinois, you go to SIUE. What kind of competition will you face there?
Eastern Illinois has struggled as of late, but, I mean, they're a physical team. They can get up and hit the ball just like anyone else, and in the Ohio Valley Conference, anything can happen. And then on Saturday with SIUE, they're one of the best blocking teams in the conference. So that's something that we're going to have to adjust to and work around, but I feel confident in how we've prepared.
Now, where are you from?
I'm from Sioux City, Iowa.
So what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
A lot of things. I'm a big country music girl, so being close to Nashville brought me down here. And then just the atmosphere, the southern hospitality is real, and all the people around here are just really friendly and welcoming.
So what do you like best about Tennessee Tech?
Ooh, there's so many different things. I have to stick with the people I've met. You know, it's hard to move 14 hours away from home and feel like you're at home, but the people I've been with around here have really made me feel that way.
So being a captain on the team, do you feel like the team has to look to you for leadership?
They do sometimes. I mean, like I said, we're really young. So they look to me on the court sometimes in the physical aspects, but it's a lot of the, you know, in the classroom, outside of the gym, things that they look to me for, just little advice things. And I'm happy I can be there for them whenever I can.
And I know volleyball, it's, you know, it's about wins and losses and that kind of thing, but also academics, and the volleyball team has really kind of set the standards for women's sports as far as academics go. Just talk a little bit about that.
We try to work as hard as we do on the court in the classroom, and that's something that, you know, we're striving for. And at Tech, we have a lot of female sports that do really well academically, so it's kind of a competition. I mean, soccer's up there, you know, we're coming. So it's just everything's a competition with us, and we keep it that way.
So how good can this team be on the court?
We can be really good, and that's in big part to our cohesive energy. Like, girls are only as successful as they are as how well they get along, I suppose. So thankfully, we really get along well, and when we're confident and we're swinging hard, we're hard to beat.
All right. Allie Verzani, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. I'm Buddy Pearson. The Tennessee Tech football team has an open date this week before hosting Austin Peay next Saturday at Tucker Stadium. The Golden Eagles are 4-3 overall, dropping a tough overtime decision at Southeast Missouri before coming home and falling to UT Martin. The bye week comes at a good time for the Tech players. And linebacker Michael Scavo joins us here on Tennessee Tech Today. So how's this open date been for Tennessee Tech? Did it come at a good time?
I think it did. You know, it's kind of right in the middle of our season, right in this meat of OVC play. Good time to give us some rest, heal up some injured guys, and just let the body rest a little bit and recover. And you know, with the loss we took last week, which, you know, wasn't expected in that fashion at all, you know, I think it's a good time for us to kind of regroup, look at what we've done, look at what we have ahead, and really put our nose to the dirt and get after it these last few games. I don't think our last game was nearly the showing that we're capable of, and I think all of us know that, so we're not satisfied with that. So, you know, a week off, get our mind off of things for a little bit, and come back hard, ready to hit it.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, and confident. Wings up, everybody.